Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 398. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
My God, that's too many episodes.
Yeah, we're rapidly approaching episode 400, so. Jeff is here as well.
Hello.
And so is Pete.
Hey.
And we have a laundry list of games to talk about today. Jeff has been on vacation, so.
Playing lots of games.
Been playing some stuff. But I think we should maybe revisit Sea of Thieves.
Now that we've all actually played it.
Yeah.
Have we?
Well.
I have not.
You haven't played it?
What? I played. I don't think I've touched it since last episode.
Weren't you the reason we all started playing it in the first place? Like,
opponent of this game? I was a big champion of this game. It pains me to say, I feel like I loved the beta, but I expected the game to be much more than the beta, and apparently, the game is just.
You haven't played it. How do you know?
I watched reviews and stuff. And I played a little bit of the actual game.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Jeff. I did play with Tony and Fozzie this week, and we had a good time.
It was fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's totally fun. Like, I just think after that novelty of it, I think working together to navigate is, really, really fun, right? And then I do think some of the quests are, fun. Like, hey, solve a riddle. Like, go find this crossbone on an island or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's really neat. But it's just lacking the overall things you expect out of a game, you know?
There's no, driving hook to it, right?
No.
What are you progressing to? It's very unclear. Like, there's no bonuses for doing any of this stuff, so...
Right. All you get is coin, which allows you to buy, gear, which is all purely cosmetic.
Right, because you have everything you need right
from
the beginning.
Already, I don't need any of this shit. So it's
we're talking about the game of the year.
I was always working towards something.
We are, Fozzie. We are.
Nice. Okay, here's Fozzie.
Fozzie, yeah, I think has played the most. He was level 12 or something.
That's me
with one of the factions. Uh-huh. So Fozzie, since you've spent more time with all of us, what are your thoughts on the game?
It's good. The problem is that it relies heavily on multiplayer, which is always kind of a big no-no, unless you have just kind of a really big kind of base there already. And the problem is that not only is it multiplayer, but it's friend multiplayer that you need to rely on. So
yeah, I was about to bring that up. I feel Jeff could have a better time if it were easier to connect with randoms.
You can play with randoms.
Party up with randoms?
I partied up with a bunch of randoms, and they locked me in the brig.
Well, okay. Sure, that's right.
I deserved it, but I
played with randoms, and actually, maybe I was lucky. They were totally cool people, and we worked
together. Hit and miss. And then sometimes they might get frustrated, and that's the problem, is that, it's a game that does require a lot of coordination. So, as far as my main issues is the fact that now I don't have that problem right now because everyone's still playing, but yeah, I can understand how people are like after a while, what is there to do? After 10 hours, it's okay, this is great. Cause sometimes the fun I'm having right now is honestly not even doing any of the missions. It's just fucking people's days up and doing their treasure.
Yeah.
But there is, there's one big, huge thing that they really messed up on, and it's the fact that they don't make you change servers if your ship has sunken. So the thing is that it actually kind of creates a big issue because, one, the map is not very big. Two, it's not, generally, it's not, random. You know where everything is. The islands do not change.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
you take out an enemy ship, they're back in 5 minutes, come get you again.
So here's the thing, I don't know if you guys know, but the skull that's in the sky, it's like a little mini raid, right? So it's a mini raid where you have to do these wave of skeletons, and then you get this raid key at the end, and it opens up like literally like 7 or 8 chests are down there waiting for you. Okay? So essentially you can go there and someone could be in mid or like maybe the last wave, and you could just attack them. And then just like take over that and just like, you know, basically just harass them until they leave.
Why didn't we do that?
That's a great question.
Why didn't you guide us a different way, Fozzie?
Well, because when I was playing with my friend, when I should have been podcasting, they were at first, they went to that, to the thing. A person tried to come in and tried to kill them. They sunk their ship. They came back, the same people. They sunk it again. And then they came back again. And then on the third time, they were able to successfully take over that island. So it's like, you know, you don't make this random. You don't switch servers on these people. So it kind of takes a lot of the fun out of it when someone could essentially, they know where you are, and they'll come back and they'll come and get you. They'll come and get you real good.
Yeah, and they'll just keep griefing you until you
exactly quit. Until you quit, and then it's like, I mean, those raids aren't like super long, but they are like 30 to 40 minutes, and I don't know how they show up. I think they're like once a day per server. Oh no, I don't know. But that being said, I haven't played since then, and that was last week. So that's the thing that worries me is that. Remember that game For Honor, and like everyone was on that game for like the first week, and they're like, this is awesome, this is so cool.
Were they?
Yeah, I thought so. There was like a big
the people
like,
who actually played enjoyed it.
Right. And there was a big like streaming community too there for a minute. Like just for like a brief like week, and then everyone's like, oh yeah, let's pick this up. This is gonna be awesome. And then I never heard that game again. And unfortunately Sea of Thieves kind of feels like that.
Well, I mean, like, the difference I would say is that For Honor, like, sure, it may have fallen out of the zeitgeist, but, like, I think it still has a fairly dedicated player base in the way that, like, Ubisoft games have a dedicated player base these days because they respond very quickly to community feedback. So they've, you know, I'm not saying it's, like, on the levels of Rainbow Six Siege or something like that, but, like, the people who still play it, like, you know, like, I don't, the difference, I think, will be how. So how Rare responds to this stuff. And it,
well, it's like, also like For Honor is a competitive game, right? Like,
right. It is kind of apples and oranges in terms of genre.
Yeah. Sea of Thieves is like, while there is this griefing aspect to it, it requires you to have people to play with because it's mostly cooperative. Like, and I don't know how, like, I mean, you wouldn't be able to control one of those galleons by yourself.
Nope.
And more than
I've tried, you can't.
More than just cooperative, it's cooperative. Like the game requires you to communicate more than any game I've played. Like it's not just a co-op game where you can all just have your mics off. Like, you need to have them on, I think, in order to be. I don't know how else you do it. Like you, someone has to tell the guy that's at the wheel which way to fucking go. You know what I mean? And,
right, and like when to drop the anchor, when to like shift sails, or like, you know, somebody like looking out. Like, I mean, Fozzie was kind of directing Tony and I when we were playing, but like you need somebody to kind of captain the ship and give like, hey, tell like people where to go and when to be doing it as you're going. Otherwise, like you're going to end up like your boat sinking.
Well, and that's the problem is it not only is it like a lot for one person, you know, to kind of guide everyone, but like we only had 3 people, which made it just super difficult. And it was kind of, I don't know. It's,
It seems like a really good shell of a game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that co-op aspect is a shortcoming of it or a problem. I think that's like one of its great features. It's just hard to get people together, though.
Like, games that are inherently cooperative are not bad. Like, that's what Left 4 Dead was, right? And Left 4 Dead was, both games were wildly popular, right? So, like, it's not like they're asking too much of the gaming public to, like, find three other friends and play with them, because people do it all the time.
I think that if they kind of had more of, like, a Destiny thing where they're like, okay, you're going to sail and, like, it's going to be just you four together, and you're going to take on this massive skeleton fort, and it's going to take, like, 2 hours to get there, but you're going to find a shit ton of, like, treasures. And then also, if there was, like, rare weapons that you actually gave a shit besides weapon skins, you know, actually did different damage.
Yeah, that's the much bigger problem.
Like, little things like that where, like, I think that's how, like, Fortnite is so popular, because it's, you know, it kind of has that same aesthetic that Sea of Thieves does, but there's, like, so much to do in that game, and it's, like, and it's cool, and you get really excited when you see, like, those really rare guns, so there's just no incentive. It's a beautiful game, don't get me wrong. Like, I like playing it. I like being even solo and just playing in that game, but, like, yeah, have to be able to offer more.
It seems like they didn't know how to build a reward system around a game that isn't inherently competitive.
Right, like, exactly.
Like, it's like, okay, you know, in most competitive games, like, you get better weapons which do more damage, or better armor which takes less damage. But in this, it was like, well, player-on-player combat is the actual, like, smallest, like, part of that game, yet maybe the most exciting, ironically, but, like, you know, I don't know how you solve that without creating a situation where, like, higher level players immediately start griefing the shit out of lower level players.
The way you solve it is by having a campaign. You know, Diablo, I'm not fighting against other people, but the gear matters because I'm fucking, okay, I gotta go against this boss or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
make it infinitely playable.
Like, right. Well, and yeah, I mean, the solution to that is, like, you, like, the graded material only matters when you're, like, on an island in a quest, and you instance that stuff. Like, okay, there's a difference between, there's an instance for the island that you're on to go fight the skeletons, and then there's an instance for the open sea.
Yeah,
is where you can meet other players, where you engage in ship-to-ship combat, and, like, hey, you sink their ship, there's a chest full of, like, gold or whatever, that's your reward. Maybe it's not taken from the other player, but no one needs to know that. Like, you can just make other people feel like they stole shit. And then you get back to port and there's other players there, but, like, when you're doing a quest, it's, you know, like, I guess, yeah, like Destiny does their quests where it's just like, hey, half of this is instanced and the other half of it is just you and whoever you're partied with on your own doing your own thing separate from everybody else.
Right, but everybody, like, for this, everybody is just in the open world, like, there's just that. Like, there is no, there's no kind of structure to,
and they got lazy and they just said, like, okay, everyone's gonna have white sails until, and, like, their only incentive for you to keep collecting gold is at 75,000 fucking gold, which is, like, which is just incredible amount, and that gives you the most, like, limited of, like, customization. And then on top of that, like, the player selection. What is this bullshit where I have to, like, revolve around, like...
Yeah, why can't I just design my character?
It's just one of those games where it's, like, I just kind of wish that they would have just... There's a lot of games that come out, and I understand you're probably on a deadline, and you probably have investors, and they probably want to see it be successful, but, like, it's just a game that, like, I love the concept. I love this idea, but, like, there's so much more potential. Like, imagine if you could, like, hire, like, crew members that help you out. So, like, if you don't have that fourth person, or if you want to play solo and there's, like, three, like, AI, like, that'd be so cool. Or even, like, when you took on a fort and, like, okay, we need two more, like, get, like, 6 to 8 people on the ship and be like, we need two more AI to be able to, like, man these cannons as we're coming in. Like,
they never actually came out of beta. They, like, content-wise, like, the game, like, they were just like, well, it's been in beta for what I feel like 3 years. I don't remember when they announced it, but
it's a,
like,
long time.
The closed beta has been running, I think, since the announcement, and I would love to know if those NDAs ever, like, ran out to the point where people can talk about what it was like communicating with those guys. I want to see the Schreier article because I bet it's just a lot of rare people like shrugging. Like, but at the same time, what was it? There was a post on maybe was it Reddit that was like somebody who used to be employed there was like these dudes spent like 3 months designing like the sails for the Galleon,
dude. It,
and like he's like, I don't know why our artists spent all this time like obsessing over the sale of this Galleon when like we could have designed more assets for other shit we could have put in the game. But I'm gonna look it up real quick.
It's a heartbreaking game to me because like I love Rare and I like what they have here. I think is great and I think the artistry does show like the attention, the care, and detail that they put into the art, the music, the sense of humor that it has, like the character models, like everything about it, I think is a great foundation. I even like what you're doing in like these quests, but they feel like side quests. Who knows how much they're going to support it over the next year? But I'm just like, I don't see them actually adding the main quest over the next year. I don't think this is going to be fixed to my liking at any point.
Right?
It
like
sucks, man. Because like it's a game I want to love, and I don't think I'm ever going to play it unless I'm playing with you guys. Like that's it. It's the only time I'd want to play it. Why else am I going
to
play it?
And it's a game that like I would love to just be able to take that little like sloop out and just go like quest for a little bit, and you know, kind of like how I played Destiny, but you know, there's so many weird things about it that it's just like, and also, why? Why am I doing that? Like, what is the reason for me to go play it by myself? Because there is no progression. I'm not getting better by doing it myself.
Right, and the game seems genuinely harder if you're playing by yourself.
Like, oh, it's way hard.
Like, legit harder, yeah.
Like in to the point where I don't know if they did that on purpose to like actively push you into trying to like find people to play with, but like, oof.
I mean, it is. I have no problem with it being a fundamentally multiplayer game, like, and that's the way you're supposed to play it. I just it needed to be fleshed out more from a quest standpoint, and the gear needs to matter. Those are two fatal flaws that I think sink. And otherwise,
whoa!
All right, podcast is over.
Right. Otherwise, great game. Like it could be great. Like it's so close to just being a fucking game of the year contender.
Yeah, and
but
that's
now
the
it's
thing.
A game I'm not gonna play.
Right, exactly. It's like one of those things I always.
So it's a perfect Jeff game, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, if it were, I'd be playing it.
But I mean, it's just one of those games where you always wonder, like, what if? You know? I mean,
yeah.
It's just like with No Man's Sky. It's just there's a concept there. There's a concept that I like, and that's what got me originally excited for it. But the concept is just not.
No Man's Sky is a great analogy for it, but this is way more heartbreaking because it's Rare and because what they do have there. I mean, I think it blows away what No Man's Sky has.
For sure.
Well, I think it's a different set of expectations. Like,
there is some actual gameplay,
but I don't know. I feel like this is not Rare. That we've known and loved, like this is a Rare that like hasn't made a game, a real game since Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah. So, right? But that's the thing. As I'm like, all right, so it's been about a decade.
Right. What's left of that studio?
I don't care. I don't care. Just
I would like to say that the games that they made for Kinect are actually very good.
I know, but that's not what I want.
No, I don't disagree, but like
shit like this, like Viva Pinata or whatever, like
right.
That colorful, like, kind of, like, 3D platformer look, which is, like, it has, kind of, too, you know? Like, it feels like a Rare game. Like, it feels like a modern Rare game.
But like, it feels like they forgot how to make real games.
Well, it's like, they forgot the other stuff.
This feels like a real game. It's just, it's like the shell of a game.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like they have a bunch of mechanics down, but they don't
that are great.
Have, like,
yeah.
the depth that makes it worth, you know, learning those mechanics and mastering them.
Exactly.
It needs that hook. It needs a reason to keep coming back because otherwise it's like, hey, well, you know, we'll jump into it every once in a while because it's fun to drink grog and puke everywhere. But
right.
And it
well,
is.
And like, it's not like any of you guys paid for it, right?
Of Chris puking.
No, not really.
Right. I mean, you guys spent the $10 on this.
Well, no, because I mean, I'm still part of my free. by trial. But yes, I am going to continue to use Game Pass because it's actually a pretty fucking cool service.
Yeah, it's
sure. Awesome. And I just wonder, like, you know, hey, like that opens you up to being like easily able to return to the game if in like 8 months they pull a No Man's Sky and they're like, oh, here's actually the game that we promised you guys.
Yeah.
And stuff. So like, maybe that happens. Like, I'm curious to see where this lands because, like, you know, reviews are middling. I don't know what its Metacritic is, but like, everyone's running.
Yeah. I've seen lots of like sevens and.
Yeah,
but it's a very seven-ish game.
Yeah.
So. See, a fee is it's at a 69 on Metacritic right now.
Perfect.
Out of 51 reviews.
I mean, that's correct for what it is right now. Like, yeah. It is like.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, it's easy for us to armchair develop. I just like wonder, like, I want to know what that studio was doing. Because
I mean, yeah,
3 years,
right? I'm gonna like, I want to look it up when the game was announced because I think it was 3 years ago, right?
Right. I just think putting a couple different things with more of a focus of like your team itself and just a little more direction.
So it was announced in 2015, but development of the game started in 2014.
Okay. I genuinely think that they might have thought that what they had there was enough, and it would be enough of a hit with like the streaming community or something like that. I mean, look at PUBG. That's not much of a game. There's one mode, and that's fucking it. And like, that thing is a huge monster hit. So I think maybe they thought, like, in this day and age, like what they designed was like it felt current and it could be enough.
Right, but
it's not enough. There's not.
I think the difference there is like you have a competitive game, like, and so it's very easy for a competitive game to be one mode when it like involves like
attention. Jump in, play a 10 minute. Yeah.
But like, I can't see people streaming and just being like, "All right, man, let's go fight these skeletons for I guess like the 80th time." We're just gonna blind.
They should put like legendary captains or like. Something to pursue and be like, okay, like
yeah, where you get that guy, then like kind of like to that.
Well, like, I used to play the Pirates game on my iPhone or whatever, and like you would go to a bar and then you would talk to this guy, and he'd be like, yeah, the treasure of this captain was over here or something. That was awesome. It was like,
fuck, man, just look at Sid Meier's Pirates as like a.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, that game.
Like,
yeah,
like. Like,
I love that game.
My brother played the shit out of that game throughout like for like 6 years or something like that. Like,
yeah, like,
and no, you're fine. You're fine. I just like I kind of feel bad in a way because like Xbox people have been starved for new content and like this is like the first big like first party IP that they've put out like since like Quantum Break.
Maybe, yeah.
Quantum, a new.
Well, like I'm like you know, $60 box thing, like that was like triple, quote unquote.
I guess Recore though would.
Right, but Recore's like second party, right? Because they didn't actually.
And it was like a $40 game, yeah.
And stuff, and this was supposed to be like, like you said, Jeff, like the big rare return and stuff. Like, hey, if this sells well, maybe this means new Banjo, new Viva Pinata, blah 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 blah. And it's just like I've never seen. Something falls so flat, probably since No Man's Sky, I guess, but like, you know, the expectations of like No Man's Sky were, I will never need another game again in my entire life because it's infinite.
Yeah, like, it's whatever is in my head. Yeah.
Sea of Thieves is like, ah, oh, fuck yeah, finally, like, this is the beginning of Microsoft's renewed first party support, and it's like, not a failure, it's just like lackluster.
It's just a crushing, like, I don't know. For me, it's a crushing disappointment. Like, yeah, it's so close to being what I want.
Well, can you imagine that the first thing that they wanted to add to this game was a tax for dying?
Right. I can't believe that was their first thought.
I just love the idea that they didn't think about, like, the amount of, like, griefing that would happen in the game. And it's like, ah, oh, man, what if we added, like, something really shitty to happen to the people who were getting griefed on top of getting griefed?
Right, like let's make it so that people don't want to come back into the game.
Right.
Oh well.
But c'est la vie.
Yep, that's Sea of Thieves.
Good game.
Wah-wah.
You've been playing Divinity: Original Sin 2, Tony.
I have. This was the. Did you just say what? Who said what?
I didn't say what.
It wasn't me.
I was going to say Tony's like game of 2018 that he should have played in 2017.
Exactly. This was the game that I didn't play last year that I really wish I had because.
Are you please tell me you're playing as a skeleton who constantly has to wear a bucket on his head, or else people will freak the fuck out that he's a skeleton.
I'm not. No, I'm playing as a woman sorceress, which I'm kind of regretting because the first thing the game does to you is like put that stupid source collar on you, which makes it so like your source development can't go very far. But anyway, the game is pretty awesome so far. This was my Divinity Original Sin came out in 2015.
Sounds about right.
Sounds right.
It was like my 2015 game of the year. And this game is everything that game could have been and more. So,
no, that sounds like a 2014. I don't think that game came out the same year as like Witcher 3.
Oh, it was 2014.
Was it 2014?
Yeah.
Like I would have remembered it being constant, like those two games. Constantly
oh yeah, they would have been compared because they were both incredible. This game is also awesome. Though it does annoy me that I chose to be a, like, so source is like the magic in the world. Mm-hmm. And, so I really like the magic from the first game. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to come out and be a, you know, source user, a mage. And the first thing they do is put a collar on you that restricts your use of it. So like my character is leveling up and I'm getting like, oh, I can do more, except I can't because I'm wearing this fucking collar. So I've spent most of like my initial part of the game trying to figure out how to get the damn collar off. I'm assuming I need to like complete some quests or something and mm-hmm. get
Are you playing a pre-made character or did you make your own character?
I made my own character. I have run into a bunch of the pre-made, because the pre-made characters, there's like 4 or 5 of them. I don't know how many there are.
Right, and they all have their own like unique campaign storyline too.
Right, and there are also NPCs who you can add to your party.
Oh, that's cool.
As you play. So I have two of them in my party right now, which is cool. One of whom is a giant red lizard dude who, when I first met him, told me I could be his slave. That was it was an honor to be his slave. And then later on, I saved his life, so he told me that he would free me from slavery.
Ah, excellent.
What a nice gentleman.
He's a great guy. But apparently the characters you, like the NPCs you meet in the game react differently according to who's in your party. So for example, since this giant red lizard guy was in my my party, and apparently these red lizard guys are like the slavers in the game universe, somebody just attacked me because they saw him.
So they were like, fuck you for...
Exactly. There was someone else. I have another guy in my party who's some sort of sleazy, murdering bastard, whatever. Someone was afraid of him because he was killing people he knew. So, yeah,
there sounds like a lot of fun.
There's a lot going on there. There's clearly a lot of layers to the story and like lots of different branching paths you can go down. It's really cool so far. One of the things I haven't tried, there was this game. It's, even though it's a isometric RPG with turn-based combat, it has four player co-op.
That's pretty cool.
And it's like full co-op to the extent of like you guys like, can just play the game separate from each other, but at the same time.
Yeah. Which is really, really cool, which I would like to try, but I don't really think it's, given my group of PC friends, I don't think it's possible. So Xbox.
If I had a better PC, I would totally do it, but
I can't play you on Xbox like with you.
It's not an Xbox yet. It will be.
I would imagine it'd be like crossplay between it then, right? Or no?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, it's not competitive, so like,
right.
Yeah, it's not like a Twitch sort of thing anyways, like.
Yeah, but it is really cool. I highly recommend it. If you have a PC right now, you should pick this game up. It's
nice.
Did you buy it on sale? Did you buy it like when it came out and just didn't get
I was actually this weekend, I'm like, I need a new game. I think I'm going to get baseball. And then Steam sent me a coupon for 25% off. I'm like, okay, now I know what I'm getting.
Oh, all right, yeah, fuck that.
Goodbye, baseball.
Goodbye, baseball. Hello.
Baseball's always there.
Goodbye, baseball.
Yeah. The combat is as hard as ever, by the way. It is mad hard, but it's fun and satisfying. It's kind of like turn-based Dark Souls, Jeff.
I tried trying out the first one, and I couldn't get into it, but like it seems like a game that I might have to give it more time to get into it, like understand what the fuck I'm doing.
It's the definition of a slow burn.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, once you get into it, you get obsessed. That's how those games work.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Fozzie, you play anything this week?
Not really, honestly. It's just I've been playing more of the Sea of Thieves.
Fozzie, did you not play Kirby Stars?
Oh, I did. You're right.
Yeah, you did. I
played
you.
The demo.
And I was like, turned to my girlfriend, I'm like, he's trying that out with his fucking fiance or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the thing, that I'm always on a quest to find games for my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a big gamer. She beat Super Mario Odyssey. No joke. I didn't even help her out at all. She just straight up beat it, which was awesome. So I was like, okay, Kirby looks like right up her alley. And she loved it. So I'll probably get it soon. Probably next paycheck. It seems nice. I don't know. You didn't like it, though, did you?
I loved it.
No, he loved it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it looks awesome. And then, Napo, I've been playing that War Commander game or whatever on the Switch.
Yeah, I want to get it.
It's so hard.
No, I picked up $20 in a Nintendo, whatever their cash is, so that I could buy it today. So I am going to.
Nice.
So it's like $9.99. It's a really like watered down version of this game I used to call Making History. And so the problem is that I'm playing as Germany, and I'm just like, I'm on this war path to just destroy everything as Germany. And I've restarted the game at least 4 or 5 times, because what happens is that I realize, oh, I am surrounded by everyone. Russia's against me at this point, and then like England just keeps bringing in people. It doesn't really help you out at all. There's like almost, I mean, there is a tutorial, but it's kind of bare bones. So it's, I don't know. It's it is fun, but I feel like I'm still not, I don't know everything about it. It's surprisingly deep for $10. So
right.
But I'm having fun with it.
It is like it's $10, but it's like the fifth game in a series, right? So it's not like,
okay, I didn't know that.
It's been undergoing development for a long time.
Okay.
There's
the thing is that if you want a grand strategy game on something that you wouldn't feel would have one, then pick it up. I mean, it's $10.
What's it called again?
World Conqueror X, I think.
Yes, World Conqueror X.
And yeah, it's $9.99. And it's another like that's the thing with Nintendo Switch. It almost has as many indie games as I feel like the Steam store has, because like every day there's like 10 new games coming out, and I'm like, what is this garbage?
A lot of them are really cool though. To like,
but that's the thing is that yeah, I mean like once you get past it, there's a lot of cool stuff there, but. You know, the problem is that there's just not a lot of reviews for some like the lesser titles, but I'm having a good amount of fun with it. I've already played like 5 or 6 hours, so I feel like I've got my money's worth at this point. So if that's a game you're into, like with the PC, just give that a try, and I think you guys will like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
All right, Jeff. hit us with what you've been doing this vacation week.
I've been playing a lot of games, so I'll try to like be short and also try to remember everything I played. But I guess I'll start off with Kirby Star Allies. I beat that.
Yeah, Kirby.
It's great. I really loved it. Fozzie, you should buy it and play it with your girlfriend or I'm sorry, your fiance, whatever. Like, it is. There's nothing challenging about it. There's not much there. It's just
right.
It is just a fucking ice cream cone on a perfect spring day, and it's just, you know, there to bring joy into your life.
I'm fine with, honestly.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, it's totally chill 2-player experience because you're never gonna be yelling at each other or anything. It's just like, you'll both know exactly what to do. You'll have fucking over 100 lives by the time you beat the game. Like, I guess the only like bad thing I could say about it is that it is a little short. It's only four worlds long. Some of the worlds are pretty long. Like the last world is like probably like a dozen levels. And yeah, like it does. Like it's weird because like near the end of the game, like some of the puzzles start getting a little tougher. Some of the bosses start getting a little bit tougher. And you're like, why couldn't it have started at this difficulty? Because it's like still totally welcoming, but also a little more engaging, right? But other than that, I loved it. The final boss is also really cool. I'm not gonna spoil like much about it, other than like it's in 3D instead of 2D. So like that was a nice surprise. I was like, what the fuck is this? and the last boss is like really long, and like, I think it has like four or five phases, and it's tough. Like the last boss actually is, and it's so funny because I joked to my girlfriend, I'm like, watch, like this whole game is super fucking easy, and then the final boss is like actually hard, and that's exactly kind of what happened. Like it's not like super hard, but you'll be like on the brink of death sometimes, like oh no, and like we did die on him. So
did you?
It's definitely recommend. Like I said, it's Kirby. Like there's not much of a twist on it, but I'm happy I got it. And I played a whole bunch of other stuff.
Things that aren't Kirby.
The probably the best game I played, and probably the best game I've played this year, was Super Hot.
Oh,
Super Hot.
Who has played Super Hot?
I have played Super Hot. Yeah.
Anyone can play it now if you have an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had actually texted me, Jeff, and I was getting ready to start it anyway. I had already downloaded it.
Yeah.
But then I played it, and it's really short, so
it reminds me of Portal. It's like 3 hours long. It's like a new idea, like doing something different. And it like experiments on that idea for a couple hours without getting old. And in fact, it uses like the fact that it's so short to like make it stronger. Like it's so weird and it's so like, what the fuck is happening now? And then next thing you know, it's over and you're like, that was amazing. Like I absolutely fucking loved Super Hot, dude.
Yeah, it does some really cool things, like where it introduces mechanics and then like it gives you maybe a level or two to actually play with those mechanics, and then it moves on and like gives you something new to do. And like the levels are very short. Like, I mean, they may take you a couple minutes, but like in reality, like they play out in like 15, 16 seconds. Like,
yeah, it's funny when you beat them and like, you'll get a replay that's basically in like real time. It's like 10 seconds long. If that, you know, yeah, I mean, Pete, you have not tried that game?
No, I just don't have any ability to. Well, I mean, I could buy it, but I just haven't yet.
Yeah, I think it's like $25.
Which feels a little much.
It feels like a little much, but it's also like, I'm not joking, dude. It's like, at least in my estimation, it's like a Portal-type game where like you have to play it. You'll probably love it. Like, you'll have no regrets about the pack that you bought it. I know if I paid $25 for it, I would not be mad about it. I'd still say that was one of the best games I've played in a long time.
Yeah, even like if you get through the campaign, there's like a bunch of challenge levels that unlock and endless like levels, and so like there's a bunch of stuff to
there's
do.
Stuff there,
like if you like the gameplay, like if you're just playing it for the campaign, though, it is like maybe 2.5-3 hours long.
But I thought a really special experience. Like,
it's too bad you sold your PSVR, because I heard it, like, the VR game's separate, right? It's not
it's
like
a separate thing, yeah. And I can imagine how cool that would be with, like, where you can dodge your head out of the way of the bullet, or the, like, individual
so awesome.
Limbs. You played so cool. It, Fozzy?
Yeah, I have my Vive.
Is that what it's like, where you can kind of, like,
it is the bee's knees, as one might say.
Is it original different levels, though?
I think it is. I've played a little bit of the
of both.
Yeah, the non VR one, and it almost plays like a totally different game. The VR one is a little bit more watered down. It's just like it's like a progression, but it's only, I don't know, 16, 17 levels or something. So
yeah, I'd say this was probably like 25 or so levels at least. Okay. And on top of it, like, the whole, like, presentation is so stylish and so bold and, like, confident. Like, it, like, even, like, the menu screen is, like, kind of weird. It just looks like a DOS boot up or something on a computer. And it's just, like, just weird shit. Like, I just love, like, when you beat a level, it's, like, super hot. It just keeps saying that to you. The weird ass messages you'll get as it starts to try to build a story near the end. The way it ends, I thought was great.
I mean, awesome. like it takes a little, like, at first you're like, this is really, like, weird and strange. What's going on? And then, like, you get into the weird, like, overarching story of everything, and you figure out what's going on. And, like, I thought that was all pretty cool.
And it's all kind of like a meta thing too, where it's like telling you to tell your friends. Which I'm sure everyone's, like, heard about beforehand, like, the whole most innovative shooter in years, but, like, that plays into, like, what the plot of the game is, kind of. You know what I mean? It's, like, send more of your friends so that we can have them or whatever.
Right.
I don't know, like, it's just, I think a perfect fucking game, dude. Like, I loved it. Like, absolutely loved it. If I had played it last year or whenever it came out, it would have been in my top five for sure. But I'm happy to have finally played it for free.
Yeah,
great.
The price is right.
Way to support.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that the developer is getting paid for being part of Games with Gold.
Oh yeah, yeah. So. No, I'm just fucking.
So yeah.
Hey, if they make Super Hot 2, I will buy it.
So what else? Folks. What else you got, Jeff?
I played Battlefront 2.
You had an experience with that.
Yeah, I kept getting some weird glitch where it would just, like, start bugging out, where everything would get all shaky, and then all of a sudden you would just fly off the map to where it'd be like, we turned the map in 10 seconds, and it would just count down and I would die.
That's amazing.
And it would keep doing that unless I, like, completely quit the game and restarted it.
Friggin' hysterical. You sent me that text and were like, what is up with this game? I keep flying off the map, and I'm like, is he like trying to do the flight stuff? Like, is he just like how to fly the ship? And then you sent me the video, and I was like, oh my god!
And you said it never happened. Like, no one else
never got like, that at all.
But what blows my mind is it happened again. Like, not today, like yesterday. I was like, again, completely different part of the game. It happened again. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? How is this not happening to other people?
Yeah, because like the clip you sent me was like Iden Versio, the main character. She was like flying off, and then like I saw a clip that you put up of like you're playing as Luke Skywalker and like you're flying off the map. Like, it's great.
That's awesome.
It's so weird, and like it just blows my mind that a game that had that big of a budget, I don't know what it was. I'm sure it was huge. Like, that happens in it. You're just like, okay, what the fuck. But then I go and play like some 2D game where it's like perfectly polished, and I don't know. That game itself, though, I'm like, it's okay. Like, I bought it for $24 or whatever on sale. I'd say that's probably about the right price to get it. Like, it's a very generic. You know what it feels like? It feels like a Star Wars game where it's like, you're doing some shooting, you're doing some lightsabering, you're doing some flying around and shooting shit. And that's kind of it. Like, it's not bad, except for when those glitches happened. There's nothing much more to it than that, I don't think. I don't know how close I am to the end, either.
Where are you at?
I don't even remember. I'm past that Luke Skywalker part. I'm trying to remember. So, I just played as Princess Leia. There was a level like that.
Okay, so
you know what I don't like about the Princess Leia level? It's like, why am I forced to play in third person? She's shooting, so. Anyways, go ahead, Chris.
Well, the whole thing is like that. I think that's actually the piece of that that works the worst, or doesn't work actually. Is like they shoehorn like, oh, we need you to play as Luke, we need you to play as Leia, we need you to play as Han Solo, we need you to play as Lando.
Like, okay, yeah, I did a Han Solo one as well. I must be near the end, right? Like,
you're pretty close. You get
Yeah, it's like that. That's the stuff that I wish, like, and just like make me a cool Star Wars game, like that. I don't need to play as Luke. I don't need to like. I don't even need them in the game. Just set something in the Star Wars universe and go from there. Like,
you're right. It did feel shoehorned. Like those levels stick out like a sore thumb from the rest. The rest of it is like kind of a first person shooter, but like I kind of like dig these first person shooters like this too, where it's like there's some variety to it. Like sometimes you're using the drone to like go through shit or whatever. You know, like. Very generic, very 7 out of 10. Like, I don't know, it's fine.
Sure.
But yeah, I would agree with you on that a little bit. Like, those levels do stick out. I must be near the end. It's fine. I might try the multiplayer a little bit. I don't know. I don't feel bad having spent $20 to play it, though. Like, I really enjoy, actually, the flying missions. Even though there's
the flying standard. Is the best part of the game.
Yeah, like...
It just looks so cool. Like, also,
if you play the multiplayer and there's like a flight specific mode, they're like objective based modes where you're either attacking or defending, and they populate it like Titanfall with bots. So
nice.
Like you can also like. Like some of these guys are really fucking good, and maybe you're not going to kill them, but you can like kill. Like you're still getting kills.
It's some grunts.
Yeah, like and it's fun. Like it's just like Titanfall, where it's like you feel like you're being effective, even you know though you're only killing AI, but you're out there in the real battle with everybody else. So
yeah, and like I don't know the ones like that are in the campaign. It is just like. Fly in circles and shoot shit, but like I don't know. There's not a lot of games that are like that anymore, you know?
Right.
Like flight, like sim type games. Also, I don't know about you guys, but I'm all about the cockpit view. Like, do you guys do the cockpit or like behind?
Damn right.
I think for that game specifically, I'm playing almost entirely in third person, so.
It's wrong. It's just so wrong.
I agree. Get a better feel of view.
It just feels so right, the cockpit view. I don't know. Anyways. So I guess that's Star Wars. I don't know. I probably will check out that one mode you're talking about, Chris. See how that is. Probably get my ass kicked.
Probably.
trying to think what else I played. Oh. Played a lot of Burnout Paradise.
Oh.
Don't really have anything to say about it, but I've played a bunch of it.
Perfect.
It's still awesome.
It is.
Have you gotten around to it yet, Chris?
No, I am almost done Revenge.
Man.
But no, I have not gotten there yet.
I guess the last other thing I tried, unless I'm forgetting like 3 or 4 games, which I probably am, but The Mummy Demastered.
Wait,
anyone play that game? The what? Mummy game.
There's a mummy game.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
it's a. It's like a sprite game, kind of, right?
Yeah, it's basically like a 2D Metroid, but based on the Mummy movie that came out last year.
Who's the developer? It's the
guys. That
do, yeah, they do Shantae and that stuff.
So yeah, I got it for free, but I would totally be happy if I had bought it, except for one thing. All right, it's like a great 2D Metroid game, like really solid, solid mechanics, solid art, amazing fucking soundtrack, but like it's ridiculously hard, and it's annoyingly like the level design and the enemy placement. Is you could tell like purposely designed to really fucking piss you off the entire time. Like,
great.
Like, it's like the whole like Ninja Gaiden plot. It's like where it's like I have to jump into this area and something is gonna hit me because I'm going to jump. Like it's just like
right. So like you have to memorize the area and so you know exactly when to swipe your sword or shoot your gun or
yeah. It could be a real bitch, and especially they do this like Dark Souls like thing where like. If you die, use all your gear and all your, like, let's say, like in Metroid, they're called like energy tanks, like your extra like health bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like you lose those if you die, and you have to make it back to your zombie and kill your zombie to get that shit back.
Great.
It and like when you think about the fact that you got a game like that, you're usually gonna die in like a really bad spot. It really sucks because you have to make it back to that really bad spot, survive, and get the fuck out of there and save again in order to like make shit right again. Like it's kind of brutal in that sense. Like, and I could see even myself giving up, but like so far though, like just mechanically and just visually and musically, like it's just so right up my fucking alley. Like, it's hard, guys.
It's hard being Jeff.
Yeah. Well, that was all. We already knew that. I think that's everything I played.
That was it?
I think. For the most part.
All right. I'll be quick with mine. So I played through all of Super Lucky's Tale. I think I had just started it last week.
That game was cute.
What was that?
So it looked cute.
It is. It is better than Yooka-Laylee.
Yeah, that seems like a real low bar.
I mean, in terms of like that, like it's that style of platformer, right? But they do some things where you don't have full range, so like you can't really spin the world around. You can't spin the camera; like it only goes into
a different spots. Yeah.
But the world is 3D, and it's much more structured. Like there's these zones you go into, and like you go through a level, and there's four things to collect in each level, and you get out, and that's it. Like you go through each world, you go through all these levels, you go to a boss. It's well done mechanically. It's fun. It's like, you know, it's cute little story, cute little characters. Like I think the artwork is great. I enjoyed it. It was really a lot of fun. So that is part of Game Pass. So if you have that, easy to hop on and play that. Also, I believe it is, you can play it on PC too. So it's one of those Play Anywhere titles. I also played Hue, which is part of Game Pass as well. That is a 2D... platformer. Visually, it kind of reminded me of Limbo, like black and white to start. But
you're like bringing the color to things, and shit, right?
As you like, so it becomes a puzzle platformer, not just a regular platformer. But you're using color to move things around make things disappear, because like if like you have a blue block, like there's a blue box on the screen, if you change the background to blue, the blue box disappears and you can walk through it. So then it starts getting like, you know, puzzles that are more and more complex as more colors come into it. It's really a lot of fun. It took me about 4 hours or so, but I played it all in one sitting.
Nice.
I just didn't want to stop. Like I was like, oh well. It's like I'm filling in this color wheel. I'm almost done, and then it was like 4 hours later. So that's a lot of fun too, and part of Game Pass. I started Trials of the Blood Dragon, which I think is one of the games with gold titles this month. That's a weird game. I've never really played Trials before.
What?
That's
crazy. I thought that'd be like right up your alley, dude.
I'm not sure I would like it either, though, because like the bike seems very flimsy, like not flimsy, but like super sensitive. I like the idea of like having to kind of like master the level, but I'm not a huge fan of the bike. But like this has like some off bike things too, like it's a side scrolling.
Oh yeah, that's not good.
It's okay. It kind of reminded me of what's that Epic game that
Shadow Complex?
Yeah, a little bit like that, like visually. It's okay. Like that stuff's fine. I played through the first two worlds for that, and It's an interesting game. It's actual continuation of the original Blood Dragon from Far Cry 3. So
that Blood Dragon aesthetic, though, I'm all about that.
Oh, like, yeah.
I love it so much. It's like carries that game for me.
I'm wondering if they'll do another thing with like a different Ubisoft.
Yeah, man, give me like an Assassin's Creed Blood Dragon or something like that.
Give me this Blood Dragon 2, like, and make it a full game. That's what I want. I fucking love Blood Dragon. That's what I want. Anyways,
yeah, I mean, it's that though. It's Trials, but with that Blood Dragon. Yeah. So it's weird and it's, but it is fun. And finally, I started a game called Cube. Think Portal, but instead of it's basically a puzzle room game.
Yeah, Qube, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so like you're going through these puzzle rooms and like trying to figure out how to progress and reach the ending. And they get more and more complex as you go along, start introducing different mechanics, like spinning the room and there's like a weird story going on. It's really kind of cool. I paid $250 for it last week when it was on sale. It might be part of Game Pass as well. But it's a lot of fun. I think I'm probably like 2/3 of the way through. So it's relatively short, like two and a half hours in so far. Probably about 4 or 5 hours total, maybe.
For $2, though, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at pictures of it right now, and yeah, it looks like Portal. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's, and like it even has like this weird like you're getting talked to by somebody, mm-hmm. like you, and then not so much like the training in Portal where like, you know, GLaDOS was like guiding you through it, but you have somebody like talking to you, but there's somebody else that's coming in and trying to like tell you that, you know, what she's telling you is wrong. So there's like an interesting story going on, but you don't really have much option of other than to progress and like see where it goes. So if you like puzzle games like that, that's a seems like maybe a cool one to give a try. And that's cool. Everything for me. So, thought there was a piece of news that I wanted to talk about, but I have completely blanked on what it was. So,
is it No Man's Sky coming to Xbox?
Maybe.
Plus, like a huge expansion to it.
Yeah, there's a huge expansion, and I guess it got announced. It was today, right? That it's coming to Xbox One this summer.
Right.
That's cool, I guess.
I'm not excited at all.
No.
The fact that I own, like, I have a PC, I have a PS4, and I still haven't played it. I love achievement, but I don't think that's enough.
You're probably fine.
Yeah, I can live without it. I think so.
Yeah, it's like a lot like Sea of Thieves. Like, it's a cool concept, but
Sea of Thieves is better than that. A little bit.
I don't know.
Oh boy.
There's a Red Faction Guerrilla remaster coming.
I'm a little more excited about that.
That's kind of cool.
Because I feel like I played that first game and I liked it, and I just didn't play enough of it.
I would like Red Faction 2, though, bro. I'm just saying.
Well, I think this is probably the step. You know.
Yeah. Do we sell enough of this to say, oh, man.
No, I'm talking about.
You want actual Red Faction
2? That's what I want.
Like, the first person shooter, you blow up walls and shit.
Yes. That's what I want.
Was that, I forgot what they used to call that.
It was like
Geomod. Or something. That's what it was.
It was cool, and like, dude, the multiplayer has some cool ass shit, like huge jump pads you can fly off of and shit, like. And I think it had the destructible shit,
walls and stuff, and
the multiplayer was kind of fun for that.
Yeah. And Far Cry 5 came out this week to meh.
And none of us got it.
Yeah.
I came so close because I have nothing to do, guys. I've been on vacation. I'm doing nothing, right?
Why didn't you get it so that you could tell us the rest of us?
Because they took out the goddamn towers. Like, that's like the main thing I thought was cool.
I heard,
like,
that they implemented something better, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's more natural. I'm like, I'm talking about a gameplay mechanic. Like, as a gameplay mechanic, I like, you're taking it out and you're making it that, like, oh, if you talk to people in certain towns and then they spread your map, I'm like, that's no, I don't like that.
Which I think it's fine, but I also did like climbing the towers.
I like the towers. Yeah. That, and I heard that the crafting was like way reduced in it. Like before you had to like go and hunt a bunch of same animal a bunch of times so you can make a wallet or whatever the fuck. And like, that is way pared down in this, I guess. Also, I heard they do nothing with like the cool setting and shit. So it's like,
yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I was not impressed by Far Cry 4. Why would I play this when they like stripped out the things I do like, you know?
Right, and Far Cry 4 was basically more Far Cry 3 with the stuff you did like.
Yeah,
weren't like I wanted to play that.
I'd rather just play Far Cry 3, honestly, like, or Blood Dragon. Just saying.
I did remember what I wanted to talk about. The Games with Gold and PlayStation Plus games for April were announced. Games with Gold has a fucking awesome lineup this month. I have three of the four games, and the fourth game is not one I want. But The Witness is free from April 1st to the 30th. Assassin's Creed Syndicate is April 16th to May 15th, and that's a great Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, I might play more of that if, you know, I can play it for free.
Yeah. Dead Space 2 is the 360 game, along with Cars 2. Dead Space 2 is a fantastic game as well, so it's three pretty good games there for Games of Gold. On the PS4... on the one PlayStation side, Mad Max is the one of the PS4 games, along with Trackmania Turbo. And then four games, well, three I've never heard of: In Space We Brawl on PS3, Toy Home on PS3, and then 99 Vitas on the Vita, and Qbert Rebooted on the Vita. That's not a great lineup, but
sorry, we won't have to deal with Vita, PSP, or whatever games for a while. So,
right,
I'm actually kind of excited about getting The Witness for free on Xbox. I like had thought about buying that game on Xbox multiple times.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
You made it, buddy. You did it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that because. The hell is the guy who made that?
Jonathan Blow.
Yeah, like, doesn't he like, does not.
He's not into shit like that, probably.
He's not into Microsoft, for sure. Like,
he's into, like, you pay the price for the thing, and I give you the thing of amazing quality.
Right. Which is a perfectly fine approach to have.
But you know, the game had that run already, and I think, you know, I think $40 for that game is not a bad price. I think it's a great game.
I think I could have paid
half of that.
I don't think that's a $20 game. Maybe $30.
It's pretty long, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Pretty lengthy.
It's the same thing I was talking about with, like, Superhot, where it's like, at some point, I throw the price point out the window or the length of any of that and just go, how great was that experience? And yeah, so it's hard for me to say, but
I think I'll sit down and give it another shot next month. So,
but yeah, I'm gonna play it.
All right, I believe that's everything. I don't know what's up for next week. I really don't know what's releasing game wise right now.
It's kind of quiet a little bit. I was looking at it earlier. I really don't have much in terms of what I know I'm buying, but there's always like little digital releases that pop up every week that you're like, I've never even heard of this, and some of them are all right, you know?
Yeah. We definitely have been able to go and try some like other stuff recently, so that's kind of cool. And we're not too far off from God of War, so.
Oh, I guess, yeah, that's the next big one. So. Yeah.
Yes. I think God of War is going to make me get my PS4 Pro. I think that's the thing that drives me over the edge.
I thought you had a Pro.
I do not. I have a Slim.
Oh, okay.
I'm staring at it right now, and I'm like, that God of War PS4 Pro limited edition looks pretty cool and would look awesome in my display case right about now. Maybe that'll happen.
That sounds pretty cool. That is a... It's a nice-looking machine. All right. Well, we will be back next week for episode 399. We should probably start thinking about what we want to do for episode 400.
Probably.
Being as it's coming up really soon. Mm-hmm. But that's for another time to talk about. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.